Where's Little Howard? Two lines above that.
Okay.
Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yai, also B'Shem Rabbi. Ochel, ochel, shlishi. Somebody who eats food which is a shlishi. The truma. Now, of course, you have first degree, second degree, third degree truma, right?
Right.
So something which is third degree truma by truma, that's it. That's the bottom of the ladder. It can't go any lower than that. In other words, if you really, shlishi does not make revi. Third degree doesn't make fourth degree by truma, only by kachim, right? Only by karbanos.
But you never get below shlishi?
By truma.
Okay.
The way it works is just to go through and remind us of schulin.
Yeah.
The lowest level is sheni, second. Truma, the lowest level is shlishi, third. Kachim, the lowest karbanos is such like the lowest level is revi, fourth. And paraduma, the lowest level is chamishi, fifth. Okay? All these gradations are the Rabbanan, not the Raisa. What? So here we have this halacha that, of course, there's shlishi by truma. You would expect if you ate shlishi by truma, you would not. That's it. It wouldn't affect you because since the buck stops at shlishi the truma, if you ate it, what's the concern? So says, well, it's not true. If you eat. Rav Zira, you eat the shlishi b'truma nivso gufo milocha, and the here should be kodesh, according to Gilui Nashas. You can't eat kachim. In other words, if you eat shlishi, then actually you cannot eat kachim. So it's as if you become a shlishi yourself. In fact, it might actually be that you become a sheni, because what happens is that when you eat the food comes, let's say, the shlishi and truma. It comes in contact with the saliva in your mouth. Now, saliva in your mouth, it really should only become a revi, right? But nevertheless, Chazal kicked it up the ladder. So they said any beverages automatically goes to a rishon, to first degree, right? So therefore, they said if you ate a shlishi of truma normally, vis-a-vis truma, that would not have any impact. If you wanted after you ate something which is shlishi by truma, titor truma, you'd be allowed to do so. But if you ate shlishi of truma, you may not eat kachim afterwards, anything which is actual karbonos related, because we consider you to have been kicked up the ladder by you having consumed the shlishi, okay? And having come into contact with your saliva. Says the Gemara of Lomas Nisani, isn't this explicit anyway? It says in the Mishnah, Shashlishi Sheni Lakodesh, somebody who eats shlishi becomes a sheni, meaning because, of course, the saliva becomes first degree, and then he himself becomes second degree, vis-a-vis Kodesh, and then if he comes in contact with Korbanos, he makes them shlishi. So says the Gemara, you're right, theoretically the Mishnah says that, but Masnisa v'kotche mikdash ha-mukdashim. The Mishnah is talking about where they're actually dealing with Korbanos, or things which are affiliated with the base of mikdash, and a bona fide hektish. The Rava, asa meymar loch, Rava comes to tell you that for asr b'chulin shenasu l'taras gavei ha-kodesh. That's even true not just by actual bona fide korbanos and the like, rather even chulin, even regular mundane stuff. But if it's made with the severity, in other words, it's an individual who's consuming them, implying them the severity of hektish. So therefore, after you ate a truma, which is third degree, you're not even allowed to eat those chulin, that mundane stuff which is made of taras ha-kodesh. Rabbi Barchia said, "Kumi Rabbi Zira from Rabbi Zira, Masnisa Amarke. I have a Mishnah like that as well. I didn't need you to tell me that." The Mishnah says, "Kikros Hakodesh." That's an interesting thing. You're making holy bread. The holy bread is made from flour, which is holy. That defines bread as holy. But the water is not holy. You don't need to use holy water to make holy bread. It's not our religion. You don't have the holy water, right? So therefore, let's say you use obviously non-holy water to make holy bread. So now, after you've made the dough or even baked the bread, you still have water left, moisture left in the holes, in the crevices, nooks and crannies of the bread. That water, since it never fully became one with the dough of the bread, so it's still considered to be actually chulin, right? It was made al taras hakodesh. It was made, obviously, with great degree of purity to ensure that you could use it again with holy flour, right? So therefore, this water, or this moisture which remains in the nooks and crannies, is considered to be chulin shenasol taras hakodesh, right? Considered to be mundane stuff made with the intent of keeping its sanctity intact. So kikros hakodesh besokum, if you have kikor loaves of bread of hekdesh, and they are tamei. Let's say they're shlishi, right? They're third degree tumah. Betokum oseim, and then they're within. Depressions or within a tray of some sort, and there's water inside the nooks and crannies of the tray. Hamayim mekudoshim. The water is holy, and water is holy, meaning that it itself is mekabel tuma, right? It's as if it is holy, even though the water is not holy itself, because of course the water is chulin. But since it's chulin shenasol taras hakodesh, it's chulin made with the intent of giving it the same degree of severity as Kodesh, because obviously it was made to mix with the dough of Kodesh, so therefore it's Mekabel Tuma. And with Mekabel Tuma from a Shlishi, it must be that it makes a Revi. So we see that Shlishi makes Revi, and this is even though the Revi is taking place in a Chulin Shenasol Taras HaKodesh, even though the water is not really Kodesh. So we see that from this Mishnah that Chulin Shenasol Taras HaKodesh, where we have mundane stuff made with the sanctity of holy stuff, that's Mekabel Tuma, even to the degree of Revi, just as if it was Kodesh itself. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, it's a Mishnah which tells me that there's a Revi, even not just by Kodesh proper, but even by Chulin Shenasol Taras HaKodesh. So if that's the case, what are you telling me that I don't know already? Says the Gemara, Bosh, Luch, does it bother you? Literally, is it bad to you? That's a memor loch that these Amoroyim, Rabbi Zirim, Rabbi Asa came to tell you. Also mashka pif kemashka kodesh. It comes to tell us that interesting thing that till now it's talking about chulin shenasol al taras hakodesh, chulin which are made with the degree of tara, right? But that normally we associate with actual liquids and beverages which come from beyond the body. The chiddush which Rabbi Zirin, Rabbi Yas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yana were saying in the name of Rebbe was that even your saliva has a din of chulin shenasol taras hakodesh, even your internal body fluids. And that's why if you ate a shlishi l'truma, you ate something which was a third degree tuma by truma, so it makes your saliva, which is chulin shenasol taras hakodesh, since you're a type of person who's going to eat kachem afterwards, it makes your saliva tamei, and you're not allowed to, therefore, afterwards, consume kachim of any sort, lest you make him revi. Okay? So that's a chiddush. Amar Rebizir, Rebizir said, K'modat Amar Taman, like you said over there, Asa Sator L'chatos. We make an individual who's tor for chatos, meaning a person who's about to make a poraduma. Kimei chatos, like the war is a poraduma, where there is a chamishi, there even goes up to a fifth. Ukev chatos, unlike the ashes of the chatos, which there is a chamishi. V'achol, here too, also, they came, and what they did is they made mashke pif kemashke kodesh. They made the beverage in a person's mouth as if it's a holy beverage, okay? Meaning that even though it's chulin, they made it like chulin shenasol taras hakodesh. So Rabbi Zirin, Rabbi Yas, Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yanai, v'lo yadina, we don't know in matibo m'shem Rabbi, if they said this name of Rabbi, said Masnisa Minokai, name of Rav, I guess it is actually. No, maybe it's Rabbi. I don't know. B'shem Rabbi, well, it's strange. It's probably somebody else. Masnisa Minokimo, Masnisa Minotavro. I have a mission from which to sustain this theory, a mission from which to destroy this theory. Now, the Gemara now, needless to say, to Loman Vase, is all messed up. So, I don't know exactly how to handle it in a way which will make it the least messy, but I'll try and do it according to the Shari Torah Seret Yisrael. Anyway, do we have to change your souls very, very significantly here, but I'll try to do it like the Shari Torah Seret Yisrael, who seems to be slightly better than the Korban Eid in terms of following the Gersim and Gemara. So he says, first off the bat, he says, instead of Minot Kiumon, the second line from the bottom, Minot Tavro, that the first proof is against the concept of which we just learned, and we'll see shashlishi sheni lekodesh. This is a Mishnah which says a shlishi, meaning shlishi by truma, is sheni lekodesh, becomes a sheni vizikodesh, meaning that makes kodesh tamei, vein sheni letruma, however, can no longer make any truma tame. That's it. You reach the bottom of the ladder by truma. Now, this is the key. Why is that? It's because shenasa latak. What? Sheni yele kodesh means just that it makes the it can be matame kodesh.
So the
sheni is lav dafka. Right, sheni is lav dafka. Doesn't mean it's real sheni. Means it goes down another notch. It's supposed to, if we said shlishi by truma, which doesn't go down a notch anymore. So shlishi being sheni means it goes down a notch. Now here's the key. This is the proof. The evidence is that it says, the last one here, because it's made of paras truma. This is the key point. In other words, it sounds like the only reason why this stuff becomes tame enough, in other words, the shlishi by truma is tame enough to be matame and make kachin tame, is because this is chulin, but it's not. It's chulin shenasa al paras truma. It was made of paras truma. And not chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh. Okay, so says the Gemara. If that's the case, avolim nasa al taras hakodesh. But if it's made al taras hakodesh, lo, then it sounds lo nase gufo sheni etz hakodesh. There's no word lo there, but the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael throws it in. So then lo nase gufo sheni etz hakodesh. So it does, sounds like it doesn't make it sheni by Kodesh. Now this is a very strange concept, and I don't know if I buy the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael in this shot here, but as I told you, he changes the lead, so I'm going to go along with it. I'll explain to you what he's saying. He says that it's possible that a coarse substance like chulin shenasa al taras truma has more susceptibility to tuma or to making something tummy than something which is as finely guarded as chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh. And therefore, if you have chulin shenasa al taras truma, so therefore, if something became shlishi in that chulin shenasa al taras truma, so it can go and turn around and be matame kachin. However, if you have chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh, and that becomes shlishi, so then it's not going to go around and be matami something which is made out of taras hakodesh. Now it really is counterintuitive. That's why I'm not happy with the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael, because where the really, the more sensitive a thing is, the more susceptible it is to tumah, right? That's the opposite of way he's learning the sugya. Okay, so it's probably better, even though he changes a lot, to go back to the Korban Eidah. Let's take a look at Korban Eidah on the bottom of Yud Ches Am Rav. And again, he just obliterates half of the sugya. So I'll do with you inside, because it probably makes it goes easier in terms of logic. The last two lines. Probably going to see that minah kaima. From this we have the proof. Shashlishi shen. In other words, the first part is talking the proof. What's the proof? The proof is that shashlishi sheni lekodesh. Shlishi by truma is sheni lekodesh. Vain sheni lekodesh. That means it can make kodesh tame even though it can only make truma tame. That's the raya. So we see here that there's a shlishi which can make kodesh tame in spite of the fact that by truma it's not tame. Minot avra. And from this I also have a breaking. What's the breaking? Shenase saltara satuma. But that's only true if it's nasal taras truma. What do you mean if it's nasal taras truma? That then it's not mitame truma itself. Avlim nasal taras hakodesh. But if the stuff was made al taras hakodesh, I'm still reading the Korban Eidah on top of Yud Ches Am Rav Beis. Avlim nasal taras kodesh was made al taras hakodesh, meaning that it's even holier, more sensitive. The Nasa Gufo Kusheni Eitzo Truma. Not only is it a Sheni vis-a-vis Kachim, it's a Sheni vis-a-vis Truma. The Koshkin Eitzo Hektish. And certainly it's a Sheni vis-a-vis Hektish. So before we said that there's no way that Shlishi by Truma can ever make Truma Tomei. Right? So that makes sense to Reisha, because the Reisha says that Shlishi by Truma makes Kachim Tomei, but not Truma. But the Sefer sounds like that's only true by Chulin Shenasa al Taras Truma. chulin which are made on the level of tumas, which was not so sensitive to tumah. But chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh, which are more sensitive to tumah, if you got a case like that, and then something becomes a shlishi, not only is that shlishi metame kochim, but that shlishi is even metame truma, which is a shocking concept. Because then truma, no matter what, the bottom rung is shlishi. So how, just because it's shlishi of a more sensitive substance, can it go back and make the truma itself tame? Okay, it's a difficult thing. I have, again, a something which is a shlishi in truma. It touched my chulin shenasa l'taras hakodesh. Fine, so it can make that a revi. But that revi should be able to be then considered a sheni vis-a-vis truma and make truma shlishi. That's a very hard concept. But that's what the Karmayas are in the Gemara. So again, as I said, there's no easy way to learn this Gemara, but the way the Karmayas is learning it, it comes out at least, seems to me more reasonable than the Shari Torah Seretz Yisroel, and it comes out that the proof would be from the Reisha if I said that Chulin Shenasa L'taras HaKodesh can then, even if they were touched by Shlishi L'Truma, go turn around and make Kachim Tame and make them Revi. The disproof would be if I said that no, even more than that, the Chulin Shenasa L'taras HaKodesh, if they became the kind of Shlishi of Truma, they themselves now become a Shady vis-a-vis Truma, and they go back and Metame other Truma in their turn. That's a very difficult concept, okay? Says more further. Let's just realize that it's hard to understand what's going on here. There are many different interpretations, and we'll just skip it. Just skip to where the Korban Eda skipped next, which is Tani Rabbi Yossi, which is the fifth line down, sixth line down on the page. Tani Rabbi Yossi, we learn Rabbi Yossi said. It gets easier now. Minan Rabbi Bakodesh Hu Pasul. How do you know the Rabbi in Kodesh is Pasul? Now this is an interesting thing. He's actually talking about the derivations. Now let me give you away a little secret. At the end of the sugya, we're going to say it's all Ochel Moshe Sinai. All the psukim are superfluous. The truth is that even that is only called Rabbi Yochanan, because we know that I think it's Ben Azai who says that all Vlad Tuma is Durabana, right? That it's all Durabanans anyway, all this Sheni, Shlishi, Revi. The rice you only have Av and Rishon, right? But in any event, the Gemara is going to go through the motions of trying to derive this from actual derivations. You look like you're in pain.
I don't remember being Ben Azai. I remember somebody said it.
Huh?
Is it a Meimar?
No. Yushalmi, I don't think a Maimer is ever the Yushalmi. Not Ben Azai? If some of you are, you're probably not, because Bar Pluto Rabbi Yochanan Ben Azai was a Tana, you're right. So some of you have Ben Zoma? No. Alright, amen. Says Mara, Tana Rabbi Yossi. I seem to call some of you didn't have smicha, but I don't remember who it was. Tana Rabbi Yossi, Minayin L'Ravi V'Koshu Posa. I know that there's fourth level, basically that there's fourth level Tuma by Kochi. Medinu, so logic. My Mechusa Kippurim. Now, Mechusa Kippurim is an interesting concept. Mechusa Kippurim is somebody who's already tahar altogether, but has not yet brought a korban, which he has to bring. For example, somebody who had saras. So, he went through the period of, or let's take a zav, that's easier. Somebody who was a zav, who went through the period of tahara, right? He went through seven clean days, and then he went to the mikvah, and night fell. The next day, he's supposed to bring karbanos, but he hasn't brought them yet. Okay? So what if Mechusa Kippurim, she'ain a posel but truma? If he touches truma, he doesn't bother truma. A Mechusa Kippurim is really allowed to eat truma. He's not impeded from eating truma, he's only impeded from eating kachim. Ha'reu posel but kodesh. He means passes Kodesh, meaning he can't eat Kodesh. He's forbidden to do so. That's the whole concept is bringing carbonos. He's not allowed to eat Kodesh until he brings his carbon the next day, right? Now, here's a couple of typos here. Just a small, the first one's major, the second one's minor. Shlishi, not Ravi. Shlishi, a third level. Shu posel or shu posel betruma. In other words, shlishi is certainly considered to be can't eat truma, right? We just said in Ramadan, a person who's a shlishi cannot eat truma. Because when he eats the truma, he possibly renders the truma unfit, right? Because again, he's a shlishi, but his saliva is like a rishon. So then, when the truma enters his body, so it makes the truma unfit. So shlishi, you cannot eat truma, and it's impossible because it's not a kavukom, it's not allowed to eat kodesh. So if he passes kodesh, So it must be that there's Revi by Kodesh, meaning if he passes Kodesh, if he's passed with Truma, Kavachomri passes Kodesh, right? So if he passes it, it must mean that there's a Revi. Okay, it's a little bit difficult, this derivation, because let's say he just makes the Kachim Shlishi. Who says he makes a Revi? After all, the reason why it's forbidden to eat Truma is because he's a Shlishi and he shouldn't come into contact with Truma, even though he's not going to make it any worse than Shlishi, it doesn't get any worse than Shlishi. But nevertheless, one is assuming that if he's not to eat Truma, when he makes Kodesh, he passes it, which means he makes a Revi. So it says more, Hare Lamanu Shlishi Minakosuf. Shlishi is learned out of a pasuk that there's a shlishi, and the pasuk it doesn't bring it down here, but the Bavli and Sota brings down the pasuk and Sota Dav Choftes. We have a quote on the side. It says that Vabasor Sheigav Bchol Tamei Lo Yeochel. It says meat which touches any tamei cannot be eaten. Now any tamei means not just a rishon but a sheni. Kol tamei, any type of tumah. So it means that meat which touches a sheni becomes a shlishi. That's learned out for a pasuk. Urvi mikavachomer just made a kavachomer to learn urvi. In other words, a mechusa kippurim may not eat kachim. So certainly, some use a shlishi can't eat kachim, and he must render them unfit. Hey, said Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rabbi Yochanan. How can you say this? Hare ochel abob machmas tful yom yochiach. Let me prove to you somebody who said. Let's take this case. You have ochel, which has to do with tful yom. I forgot if the tful yom actually eats it or not. One second. No, he touches it. Ochel, a tful yom. So he went to the mikveh after having had an emission or such like, but he hasn't yet had his night fall upon him, right? So he's less than a Mechusa Kippurim. He's more Tomei than Mechusa Kippurim. So Tful Yom, who touches food which is Kodesh, or food which is Truma. So Areyu Posel B'Truma, he renders the Truma unfit, meaning that one can, he has a din of a Sheni, and the Truma, he renders Truma unfit. Ve'eno Posel B'Kodesh. Yet he doesn't Posel Kodesh. How does that work? Yeah, the way the Korban Eid explains it is that a person who is a Tful Yom has a status like a Sheni. So that means that he makes Truma Posel. But let's say the Tful Yom touches something and that in turn touches Kachin. So you would expect that whatever the Tful Yom touches becomes a Shlishi. And that, in turn, is going to go and pass, so Kachim, it doesn't. Okay? He is a Sheni only vis-a-vis Truma, and not a Sheni vis-a-vis touching something which will then touch Kachim, that should make the Kachim puzzle. So, if that's the case, we see that there's a possibility that somebody can make Shlishi by Truma, be Shlishi by Truma, meaning the Tvulio makes Shlishi by Truma, and not necessarily have the impact of making Revi by Kodesh. So maybe Taka, a person who became a Shlishi by Truma, also cannot make Kodesh Revi. Maybe there's no such thing. Rabbi Chanin B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Asid Rabbi Yossi B'Shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbo. So Rabbi Chia said, name Rabbi Yochanan, you know what? Rabbi Yossi said there is Revi by Kodesh. He learned like Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi. K'mod Rabbi Akiva Ma'atamon Yitma Yitma Dvar Torah. Rabbi Akiva learned out the drasha from the Pesukim. How exactly is that? It's not material for us right now. It's a Gemara and Pesachim. Rabbi Akiva says there's a Shlishi by Chulin. We don't all like Rabbi Akiva. We know by Chulin is only Sheni. But Rabbi Akiva says that there's a Shlishi by Chulin. That you have third level by Tumah by Chulin. So therefore, if that's the case, so Rabbi Akiva holds that there's Shlishi by Chulin. So can Rabbi Yossi Amar Ocha Yitma Yitma Dvar Torah? So of course Rabbi Yossi is going to say that there must be that there's the Tumah Daraisa by Chulin up to Shlishi. That certainly has got to be Revi by Kodesh. Meaning that Chulin itself becomes Tamei to a third level, right? So therefore, if you're going to take it, if you're going to make Kachim more severe, certainly Kachim has to reach even fourth level Tumah. Without what? No Tumah for sure. I mean, sorry. Shuma too, but Kachin for sure, right?
Kachin for sure.
Kachin for sure. That's what he's saying. That's so he just wants to add that there's the. No. Sorry. Rabbi Kiva said both Chulin and Shuma have only Shlishi. Yeah, Chulin and Shuma are both Shlishi. Kachin has Rabbi. Well, actually, I don't know if that's true. If I recall correctly. No, you're right and I'm wrong. If I recall correctly from Sachim, the Akiva puts everything down a notch. So then there's Shlishi by Chulin, Revi by Truma, and Chamishi actually by Kachin. So actually, all the Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Yosef, it's Kav Chomer. If there's the Shlishi by Chulin, there must be Revi by Truma, and there certainly is Revi by Kachin, there's even Chamishi by Kachin. That's basically what it's saying. Okay. So it says, Ravah B'Shem, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina said, Leis Rabbi Yosef, Tzorech Lohani Kav Chomer. Rabbi Yossi doesn't need a Kav Chomer. He doesn't learn out from cross-referencing back and forth between Chulin and Truma. Kroidosh, he does actually took him. Kroidosh Rabbi Yossi. Says, V'abosar she'yiga, meat which touches the sheni shenoga v'risho. That's a sheni which touched the first. The second degree which came to the first degree. B'chol tamei, you touch anything tamei, the shlishi shenoga v'sheni. That's the third degree, starts the second degree. Lo ye'achel shnapin, sof tameh. That refers to the last rung of Tumah, meaning Rivi. Lo ye'achel, so that means, and it says, so again, lo ye'achel sof tameh. Lo ye'achel means it should not be eaten, means that it itself is possible, but it doesn't render anything else possible. In other words, the buck stops at Rivi. In other words, Ravi receives Tuma, becomes puzzle, but it's not called Tame because it doesn't have the power to impart its Tuma to other substances. Okay? Akadu ba'ochli shenitmu me'avir kli cheres. This, till now, we've been talking about in this puzzle. Food, which became Tame, because it came into contact with something Tame in the airspace of a earthenware vessel. Shenitmu b'shiva cheres, where there a... where they became, where there was something, a dead rodent inside. In other words, the airspace transferred the tumor from the dead rodent to the foodstuffs. Ochin atzer shnei b'sheretz minayim. How do we know that if you have a foodstuff which touched a sheretz, that transmits tumor to another foodstuff? But still, I'll tell you about where the foodstuff came into contact with the sheretz via the medium of the interior of an earthenware vessel, which we know spreads tumor. But what about if there is no interior of earthenware vessel, rather the actual foodstuff which touched the sheretz, there was a foodstuff which touched the sheretz, that came into contact with another foodstuff. How do we know that transmits tumor? Says Marvedinu, it's a logic. Umay kelim sheinim matami ma'avir kli cheres sheibah b'sheretz. Kelim, vessels placed into the airspace of an earthenware pot do not receive tumor from the earthenware's pot airspace, even if there's a dead rodent inside. Harem atamim kisheretz. Nonetheless, they become tamei as the sheretz, meaning if they touch the sheretz, the dead rodent, they become tamei. Vatami ochlin tamei, other food they come into contact with. Ochlin atzer sheim b'sheretz. Food itself, which touched the sheretz, Eno did that rodent. Eno did she tamu kasheretz. It's not a kavachomer that they become tam, and they themselves do receive tumah from that. It's not a kavachomer she tamu kasheretz and become tamei like the sheretz. The tamei ochli in order to be a tamei other foodstuffs. Now this is not exact because obviously, as we go down the ladder, we're going down a notch, right? Sheretz is rishon. The foodstuff which touched is a sheni, right? I'm sorry, sheretz is an odd. Foodstuff which touched is a rishon. We're trying to say that it's a logic that if the stuff in the airspace with the earthenware vessel becomes time for the sheretz, or to be matame, something which came into contact with the sheretz directly, certainly should become tame to be matame other things. I could do Rabbi Akiva, this is all like Rabbi Akiva, who learned that there's a shlishi l'chulin, right, that there's third level tumah already for chulin, everything starts from there. Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Shmuel says early, a sheni by chulin, how we know Revi by Kodesh. So it says, more time Rabbi Shmuel learns, meat which touches anything tamei zeh rishon, that's rishon. Zeh rishon, that's first. Zeh rishon shenaga b'tamei, that's the first degree to touch the tamei. Lo yechel, it should be in the rabbis of the shein, that includes the sheini. Shlishi b'truma minayin. So that, how does he know that there's shlishi by truma? Kavadinu, it's a logic. Umayin tfuyom sheinu posa b'chulin. Tfuyom, which doesn't render chulin unfit. Harei posa b'truma, but renders truma unfit. Right? In other words, the guy went to mikvah, has not yet fallen on him. So, sheni, shuposa b'chulin. A sheni who when he comes, got the chulin, does make the chulin actually possible. In other words, a tzvuyom is quasi tamei, quasi tor. So it doesn't fully make a chulin that he comes into contact with tamei. However, he doesn't make it all tamei. He makes truma that he came into contact with possible, but he doesn't make chulin tamei, or possible for that matter. However, a person who's actually a sheni, right? So sheni shu posa b'chulin, where we actually can make something puzzle by chulin. I can't. Wait a minute. Maybe we have to change the gear so here. What does it mean, a pulse of a chulin? How can a sheni make shlishi by chulin? Whoops. What? He says sheni shu posa b'chulin. What does that mean, sheni posa b'chulin? Ooh, I know, I fell into a trap. Not a big one. I forgot. Every time it says posel here on the page, it can also mean puzzle. Posel means to make it, but pasul, it can also mean pasul, which means that he is. So this is the way to read it here. V'tino mindful yom she'edo pasul b'chulin, right? It's not pasul chulin, it's pasul b'truma, right?
So
truma,
right? So is that...
A tfuyom kiktad up the ladder. Tful yom can't make chulin tome. If tful yom touches chulin, nothing happens to it. Because his level is that of a sheni. He's an honorary sheni. He's not a real sheni because he went to the mikvah already. But he's an honorary sheni. So a sheni doesn't make shlishi by chulin, right? But by truma he does. So tfuliyam she'ena posel b'chulin. He's not posel because he's only an honorary sheni, not a real sheni, right? So tfuliyam was an honorary sheni by chulin. Never as a posel's truma. Sheni shu posel b'chulin. A sheni who's really possible by chulin, right? He's not an honor. Sheni is not an honorary sheni. Sheni is actually a sheni, right? Can I make myself clear?
Yeah. So
he certainly makes shlishi by truma.
Yeah, but when we say the sheni by chulin, we don't say it's not that he's a sheni touching
chulin.
It's that he's really a rishon touching
chulin. Who's he?
This real sheni. We're talking about supposedly a real sheni. Well, real sheni doesn't make a shlishi by truma.
No, but he makes a shlishi by truma.
Right.
Well, that's what he says here. Look, sheni shu posel b'chulin, he himself is posel b'chulin, and odin sheyifso b'truma. That's what works out very well. Look it back again. If you substitute posel for posel, the first time around in both clauses, works out very well. Might be yom sheino posel b'chulin. right? Hare posel betruma, right? He's not considered to be a posel v'zvichuli. He can't do anything for chulin. V'zvichuli is tar. It's full yom. There's no barriers. I know. I'm looking for the restrictions on him vis-a-vis chulin, right? So therefore, hare posel betruma. Nevertheless, he posels truma until nightfall. Sheni shuhu posel betchulin. A sheni utake is posel v'zvichuli. In other words, there is a concept of sheni by chulin. An object can become a sheni by chulin, right? Right. So a person can become a sheni vis-a-vis chulin, right? So therefore, such a person is certainly a rei pasul betruma, right? Did she have
there's a, you're at that point probably switching terms, right? Because here it's sheni pasul betruma, which means you're talking about a risha who makes a sheni by chulin. Eino din. So certainly, shayifsel betruma, if you're a shein and mamish a sheni, making truma into a sheni.
Right.
So there's a switch in the terminology. A sheni shayifsel betchulin means you're really a risha who passes chulin and making it into a sheni.
No. Sheni shayifsel betchulin. Why are you learning posel?
Well, you're saying, what's the status of a sheni by chulin?
It doesn't. Can food become a sheni by
chulin?
Yeah. Can a person become a sheni by chulin?
A person can become a sheni.
Right, so?
Yeah, but.
All we're saying is that even though the buck stops at sheni by chulin, yeah, nevertheless, he can still that person or object, which is a sheni, will still make a shlishi by truma. Just like Fulyom does.
Right. I have no problem with that.
So what is the problem?
It's not just the words just are throwing me off. Shlishi becomes a sheni posel b'chulin. Sheni shuhu posel b'chulin, which means you're saying that there is a concept of sheni by chulin.
Right.
Ein odin shuhu posel b'chulin, certainly a shlishi. So it's saying that she gives so much truth that a sheni should pass away.
Right.
Make it into a shlishi.
Uh-huh.
Right, I guess the wholesale, the terminology is just throwing me off. Okay.
Right. It's starting to throw me off too. But that obviously puzzle and poison have been used interchangeably here. Okay? Now we still need to know Revi, right? Revi v'kodesh minayim. And here Revi, he also learns out from before v'dinu. It's a logic. Amayim v'chusu kippurim, person v'chusu kippurim. He went to the mikvah. Night fell. He didn't bring his carbon yet. Sheinu posel b'truma is not posel vis-a-vis truma. He can eat truma. Nevertheless, he posel b'kodesh. He can't eat kodesh. Shlishi shu posel b'truma. Shlishi is actually, again, should be posel instead of posel. A shlishi is posel by truma. Bonafide posel by truma. Much more than v'chusu kippurim who is allowed to eat truma. And with the achievements of a Kodesh, he must make Kodesh possible. Okay? Now, again, there's a flaw here, which is a Mechusik Yippurim, just to say the same flaw on top. A Mechusik Yippurim cannot eat Kodesh. But we don't know that he makes Revi, Kodesh Revi, right? So too, maybe a person who's Shlishi by Truma cannot eat Kodesh, but how do you know he makes Kodesh Revi? It's the same flaw he had on top, right? Mechusik Yippurim is not a concept of Tumah. Yeah, we're extrapolating from what that he's not allowed to eat Kodesh to a Shlishi who's not allowed to eat Kodesh that makes the Revi, makes the Kodesh Revi. That's the flaw in this whole discussion, right? So it says, we're Rishon and Sheni from the Pasuk. Shlishi min Adin, Shlishi from the Kav Chomer Tvun Tvuyom. Revi from Kav Chomer, Revi from Kav Chomer from the Chusak Yippurim. So it says, wait a minute. Dani lo din min adin? Do we learn out a kavachomer from a kavachomer? In other words, you're learning out Kodesh Shlishi, you learned out from a kavachomer. Then Revi, you're building another kavachomer on top of that? Says Mara, no. You know what? You're really right. We fooled you the whole time. Sheakom eshuba l'alocha. All we kind of came to show you is that actually it doesn't work out. Ha ha. We're just making a big joke on you. And rather, everything is underlined by Aloch Lamosh Mizinah. Sher Shlishi Paisel B'Tshuma V'Revi B'Kodesh. In other words, everything we just did in the previous summer was a waste of time because it doesn't really work out properly. And therefore, everything that's really not Aloch Lamosh Mizinah, we're just trying to take that which is Aloch Lamosh Mizinah and try and give it logical underpinnings aside from the Aloch Lamosh Mizinah. Okay? Says the Gemara.
That's how Bobley
uses
it as well.
Oh, sure.
Oh, does?
I remember, I shouldn't say it because I don't remember the words in Soito where the discussion is. But I know the Bobley holds that Shlishi should be our local Moshmisina. Unlike Yerushalmi, we saw that all of Lara Tuma is Drabana. Torah, the other hand, remains Tor. Okay, as opposed to Kodesh, if one hand becomes Tomei, then the other hand is Tomei as well. So now the Korban Eda throws in here. The words Yad Neguva Metame Chamerta Letame Sakodesh, that you have in the Gemara. A hand which is dry is Metame the other hand vis a vis Kodesh. In other words, even though both my hands are dry and there was no medium for the Tumah to transfer from one hand to the other hand, nevertheless the Tumah transfers from the other one hand to the other hand. And then he throws in Avalos Truma, but it doesn't transfer by vis a vis Truma, only vis a vis Kodeshim. That's the words of Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda Omer, Lipso B'Kodesh. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda says, it makes your hands puzzle vis-a-vis Kodesh. In other words, by Truma, this hand is Tomei, this hand is Tor. By Kodesh, according to Rebbe, this hand is Tomei, this hand is Tomei. According to Rabbi Yossi, this hand is Tomei, this hand is possible. Meaning, according to Rebbe, if this hand is Shlishi, I'm just taking Shlishi out of the hat, but it could be Shani too, or Risha. This hand is Shlishi, this hand is Shlishi. According to Rabbi Yossi, if this hand is Shlishi, then this hand is Revi. Goes down a notch. Okay? So it says, even though one hand is Tomei, the other hand is only possible. Okay? The hand which became Tomei is Tomei, the other hand goes down a notch. Okay? Says more Mak Rabbi Rabbi Yeshua. What does he hold like Rabbi Yeshua? That we learned Tia Taman Kol Posel Sa Truma. Anything which makes Truma Posel, meaning makes Truma Shlishi. Metames Yadayim also makes hands Tamei Liot Shnios. In order that the hand should be considered to be Sheni Lituma, even though it makes the Truma Shlishi, this be a dime. They assume that it be a Sheni. Vayar Metames Chaverta. Divei Rabbi Yeshua. One hand is Matame, the other hand, according to Rabbi Yeshua. So it says, so it sounds like that's like Rebbe before. I think I messed up the names before. The Rebbe says one hand is Matame, the other. Here to Rabbi Yeshua says one hand is Matame, Yeshua. Says, more, no, the Rabbi Yeshua, Rava, means the Rebbe. Rabbi Yeshua is saying a bigger Kiddush than Rebbe. Madama Rebbe, the Kodesh, because Rebbe said one hand is Matame, the other, by Kachim. Adam Rabbi Yeshua, said even by Truma that's the case as well. Rabbi Shimon Lagashamer Lo Shonel Chaver To. And now I would have thought this is partial, but Rishlovi tells us the Kiddush. If I one hand is Tomei, my other hand is Tomei. What if I touch play patty cake with you and I touch your hand? I'm not Matame your hand. My hand which is Tomei is not Matame your hand. It's Matame my other hand, but not your hand. Okay? Loshon l'chaberto, acheres lo b'tomei else's hand, not. Rabbi Yochum, I feel acheres. If my hand is tomei and touches somebody else's hand, it's metame that hand. Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Yami, b'shem Rabbi Yochum said, afilu kfar omarin, even if we already said this, chazabe Rabbi Yochum. Rabbi Yochum reneged. He changed his mind. Says the Gemara, Mada, what did he renege? Ma Marco, what did he say previously? So it says Ma'ad lo yachsorbe, until he reneged lo amar el etame kikor. He said an interesting. He said only that it's metame another a loaf of bread, but my tummy hand is metame a loaf of bread that it comes in contact with and makes it tummy. Our shame called Pesel Satruma because it's Mitzvah Eidim which makes Truma Apostle. Metame Siyadayim is Metame the hands. Leo Shneels to make the hands of Shneels. Oletame Kikar, Right. So he said, till now, he said... I'm
not sure how to punctuate this. I'm sorry.
Okay, I see what it's called. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan Mishnihau, now if I'm matami somebody else's hand, but also matami a piece of bread which I touch with my hand which is torme. Now, the thing is like this. If I'm matami a piece of bread which I touch, that means that it becomes a sheni. Because if it became a shlish, I wouldn't call it torme, rather possible. So originally, Rabbi Yochanan thought, just like my one hand is matami the other hand, so to my hand is matami bread it touches. Say that my hand is a sheni, the bread also becomes a sheni. On that, Rabbi Yochanan reneged said the bread only becomes a shlishi. And that's what it says here. Rabbi Yochanan ma'ada, says back to the third line down, what did we neg? Ma marko, what he till now? Actually, I'll say, till he reneged, lomai elatame kikor. He said, it's matami, the bread. It means it makes the bread a sheni. I'll say, call a place of the truma, just like anything which makes truma possible, matami si adam yoshnils, it's matami the hands that there become a sheni. So to mitami the bread, and the bread becomes a sheni. Says more, no, then reneg. He said, oh, tami kikar, in terms of tumah of the bread. Kol amamayde, everybody agrees she'ein mitami. It's not mitami the bread. I'll shame she'ein sheni also sheni, because sheni does not make sheni unless it's your other hand. Then maybe your two hands become sheni, but if your hand touches something else, only make the shlishi. So therefore, the bread only becomes posel and not tami. Okay. Ochlin negubim. One can eat dry fruits, foods which actually have been dried off, be a dime sovels, its hands which are tummy. We basking like that, bismanazet, even those who wash for fruit, only wash for fruit if the fruit is still wet. But the fruit is dry, they don't wash for fruit, because no such takkara the rabbana, even though it was once wet. But truma, that's true by truma, have a love of kodesh. But by kodesh, even though now it's dry, you have to wash before you eat it. Ha'onen? Somebody who was in the day of Aninus before his parent was buried, or his relative was buried, somebody who was lacking a kapara because he hasn't yet brought his kabonos, trich and feel a kodesh, so before they eat kodesh, they're barred from eating kodesh until they go to the mikvah. Avlo truma, in terms of truma, even though right now they can't eat truma, because an onin can't eat truma, or mechusik kippurim can't eat truma, but with that night, when he can eat truma, he eats truma even without having gone to the mikvah. Okay? Because went to mikvah earlier. I'm Rabbi Chida ben Tignus. Rabbi Chida ben Tignus said, "V'chiyesh ochli negubim etzel hekesh, where it's our kodesh. What is considered to be dry food by kodesh?" As Kobe Aiden points out, all hekesh is considered to be royal kabel tuma because of chibas hakodesh, because of the precious stature of kodesh. So even if now it's dry, what difference does it make? It's still suitable to be kabel tuma. Therefore, you shouldn't be allowed to touch it with your hands or your tummy. So says, well, I'll tell you. Toichib es acharor, we're talking about a case where you stuck a hot cake or anything else of kachim. It should be bishbud on a skewer, vochlima, and you're eating with it kizayis basar, a kizayis of flesh, and again, flesh is lavdavka, means anything which is truma. The truma, right? Actually, the sharitar so changes to a zayis or basar. To olives or onions, because obviously meat is not really truma. What it means is that if I'm my hands are tummy, I can touch truma with a skewer, so I don't touch the truma directly. But I can't touch kachim with a skewer. Even though I'm not touching the kachim directly, I'm skewing it. Nevertheless, I'm allowed to touch it, even in that way, shape, or form, as long as I am as long as my hands are tummy. Even the rest of my body is Torah, of course. Timothy, we looked over there. You're eating a date with hands at your tummy. And ignis yoda letokbi, when you put your hand to your mouth, litos or tzor, to take out a pebble stuck between your teeth. Oive, it's a tremendous problem. So the Gemara said that although it's not brought down here, Rabbi Meir says, we're assuming going to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says that now you're, You made the food tummy. Why is that? Because your hands are sheni. They touched your saliva and made your saliva rishon, right? And now that rishon goes back as mitame the food, is mitame the date, even though it's chulin, because there is sheni by chulin. So therefore, even though you're allowed to eat chulin stuff with the tummy hand, that's only if it doesn't become moist. But if it becomes moist, then of course it's metame the fruit as well, because the moisture reverts to a rishon. Okay, so that's what it says here. As long as you put your hand in your mouth, then already you have a problem. Chizki amar lo shanel dvela. Chizki said it's only true by a date. True wrote to b'machshel shalotzbo, because you like moist dates. So therefore, actually, the moisture which you took from your saliva from your mouth to put on the date is beneficial for you, and that's why it's forbidden. Because the moisture now which you're putting on is intentional and pleasing to you, and that makes it tummy. Oshar called Varim Lo, but not any other fruit. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Omar, Lo Shani Yidvelo Hishar called Varim. It's true about every fruit, no matter what the fruit is. Okay, where are we diving? Okay, I'll be there in a couple minutes. So it says the Gemara, Masnisa Pliga Chizkiya. The Mishnah is a Chizkiya who said it's only a fig, or a date actually, because it says, Maga Tmei Mace. If somebody came into contact with a Tmei Mace, okay, he actually was not Tmei Mace, but he touched a person with Tmei Mace. So you ochlinu mashkin besoch piv. And he put food and beverages in his mouth. Hichnis rosho la'avir atanur. And then he put his hand, he put his head, into the airspace of an oven, tohar, which is tohar, v'timah. He's metameh. Now this is a very, very funny thing. I don't understand it really myself, but look, I'm Tamei Rishon, right? I stick my hand into a tanur. A tanur is a large room. So I'm actually not metameh. There's no tumor spread, right? Mm-hmm. Unless I have beverages in my mouth. Because since beverages in my, since there are beverages in my mouth, so then I said, they were going around the beverages that they're metame in airspace. They gave beverages the chumrah as if they are actually metame in airspace, even though they're only a rishon. This is a funny thing. I never saw this before, never heard of it before. That's what it says. So therefore, even if I'm tame and I go into a room, of course, unless I'm a mace, everything in the room remains tar. But if I have beverages in my mouth which became tame, because I was a rishon and they make the beverages tame, the beverages spread tumah. So therefore, actually, everything in the room, all foodstuffs in the room, I shouldn't say not the furniture, but all foodstuffs in the room become tame. It's as if I now made the room into a giant kli cheres, and everything is metame from the stuff from the mashkin which I have in my mouth, and vice versa. V'tor sheyu ochli mashkin toch piv. If somebody was tor and he had food and beverage in his mouth, and ichnis roshul avir atanur tame, and he sticks his head into an oven which is tame, v'nigma, then he becomes tame because it works the other way, which the mashkim spread the tumah, and if there's tumah in the room, the mashkim receive the tumah. So the mashkim have sensitivity to make an ol, which is really not an ol, because it's like a giant kli cheres. I should say it makes a giant kli cheres, because that's why a tanur. A tanur is a pottery. So it's like a massive kli cheres. Makes everything inside like a kli cheres, even though it's not the rice or anywhere near a kli cheres, unless it's dead cherets or dead mates inside, and the tumah spreads. So nicho mashkin tmeim, I understand the mashkin, they're tome because they're mashkin. But ochli mi mu'echon uksha, but where did the food become mushal kabel tumah? Lo mi mashke piv, must be that it's from the beverages in the mouth. It doesn't say any type, it doesn't say specifically a date, so we see it's any type of food. So it says, mati pata obet velo shmeino, says mono chizki, we say it's story dafka about dates, obochli shukhshra chain b'chutz, or it's talking about food which came mukshu kabel tumah while still outside his body. And in a chanami, it's not now. Takor the chizki, the only thing which goes mukshu with your saliva is dates and not anything else. All right, we'll stop here for today. It's hard enough.